Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unk, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unk podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unk, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jake Owen, and this is Good Company.
Being good company.
Welcome to Good Company, yeah. A podcast where we talk about everything under the sun. Friends, good times, and life.
Being good company.
Oh. Now, here's your host, Jake.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Jake. I'm back for another episode of Good Company. Glad to have you guys back joining us. I am fresh off a trip to Pebble Beach, California. I was out at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I play out there each year with my good friend Jordan Spieth. Last year, he won the tournament, and we finished, I believe, third. This year, we did not make the cut. But we had three great days of playing golf at some of the most beautiful golf courses in the country, Pebble Beach, Monterey Peninsula, and Spyglass. And not just was it great golf and hanging out with Jordan and Dustin Johnson and Wayne Gretzky, but one of the greatest things for me year after year is being able to go out there and take my family on a one-week vacation to the world, some of the world's most beautiful scenery you can see. And my dad was with me, and he carried my golf bag every day. He took good care of me and told me how to play smart. And it goes back to the days when I was younger of playing golf. And here I am at 36 years old, and my dad's still out there carrying. He's 67 now. And I have my dad here with me today. Steve Owen is in the house. What's up, Dad?
How you doing? Good morning.
I've been able to have Jared, my twin brother, on this podcast. I've had Granddad and Nanny, which is your mother and father. And I'm really happy, and I know that those out there that have been tuning in and listening to this thing are probably excited to hear you today. We were flying on the plane home last night talking about this podcast episode on what I wanted to talk about today, and as we just got to talking casually about my life growing up and my story, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for you not only teaching me things growing up, but going to the point where I called you guys on the phone from college at Florida State University and asked if I could get y'all's permission basically to drop out of college and move to Nashville. And here we are all these years later sitting in a studio with my own podcast. We were flying out there to play in that thing. There's a lot that's happened in this life, and I thought it'd be interesting to chat with you this morning about your perception of it all and how we got to where we are. So thank you for coming in here this morning, Dad, and talking to me as my mom is out in the truck right now. She's fighting flu symptoms. So we left the car running for her. She's out there hanging. She can hear this when we get it all put together. But, Dad, we'll start with you and your life. We talked about this last night. You were born in 1950, October 21st.
That's right.
And you were born in Sikeston, Missouri.
That's right.
I've only been to Missouri the times that I've played music there. Well, you moved out of there pretty quickly, and you and the family moved to Florida, where I come from. But you guys, you grew up in Winter Haven.
Yes, I did. We moved to Winter Haven when I was just a year old, so I don't remember much about Sykeston, Missouri. But all my life, I've lived in Florida, at Winter Haven and Vero Beach.
Yeah, that's where I was born in Winter Haven Hospital. Polk County, shout out. And I moved over to Vero Beach, Florida at a young age. And that's really about the time that I remember kind of life growing up. And we've said this quite often on this podcast, but this is called Good Company. And I enjoy talking to people that are inspiring and have been important figures in my life. And you for sure, Dad, have been that major role in my life. And as I mentioned earlier, teaching me things, everything from right from wrong to how to do things. I mean, we were just talking the other day about building this place I'm building now, a house. Dad's a builder, so he's been helping me with ideas and things for that. And you never get to a point in your life where you stop asking Dad questions. But I'll, if you don't mind, for those out there, this is a purpose of this is sometimes for folks to see a side of me that they don't get through the music. And I thought by having you on here this morning, you could kind of give your perception of, you know, I have a twin brother, Jared, that we've talked about and talked on this podcast before, but having twin sons, when you found out you were having twins, how was that?
Oh, that was probably the most exciting day of my life. We didn't expect to have twins. The doctors had told Mitzi and I both that we were just having one baby and he was going to be a large baby. But I remember when Jared was born. A large baby. Mitzi got pretty big and she kept thinking she was going to have at least twins. And anyway, the doctors kept laughing and saying no, that just one child. And when Jared was born, who was the first to be born, I'll never forget the doctor was kind of holding Jared in his hands and had a funny look on his face. And I was kind of concerned because I was sitting right there and I said, "What's the matter?" And he goes, "Well, nothing, but he's just not as large as I thought he'd be." So he took another look at Mitzi and he told the nurse, "You need to go get some more plasma, that this lady is having at least one more baby." So I was just elated. I was very excited. And then when you were born 15 minutes later, I put both of you in a cart and rolled you down the middle of the hospital.
Yeah, we were newborns. And Dad threw us in a cart and rolled us into the waiting room for everybody to see us. He's like, "Y'all." The story goes, I hear the nurses and doctors are chasing him down the hallway. And he's like, "We've got twins, y'all."
That's exactly right. I was so excited about it. But that was a great day. Great day.
That's funny. Well, Jared and I growing up, you know, we battled sports. Jared is a great tennis player, went to Florida State on a full tennis scholarship. And the story as this will go, and you all will see, is I kind of, as a kid growing up, I was dabbled in all kinds of things. I played tennis at an early age with Jared and Marty Fish, who we talked to on the first podcast. And I just got frustrated with tennis because they were so great at it, and it wasn't something I genuinely loved. And then golf is something that I picked up at an early age because you were a great golfer growing up. We were talking about this last night on the airplane. If you don't mind telling people out there kind of your history with golf and your background of getting married at an early age, how life happens sometimes and for reasons, and how it takes you on paths that you don't sometimes foresee, but when you look back upon it, it seems like it's obviously was for a reason.
Yeah, I think life does take you in different directions for various reasons. And, you know, my life experiences, I started playing golf at about 7 or 8 years old. My dad liked to play, and I started playing at an early age and took it fairly seriously, played some junior tournaments, and then played high school golf and was lucky enough to get a golf scholarship to Florida Southern in Lakeland and played golf there through college. Wanted to pursue a pro career after that. I thought I had the ability to possibly, you know, play on the tour. Got married at an early age and really never got to fulfill that dream. But in looking hindsight in my life, I didn't stay married because we got married at an early age. And I met your mother and we got married. And you and Jared came from that marriage, which is kind of funny when you think about how it does take you in different directions, because you two guys wouldn't be here if that hadn't happened. So that was a wonderful experience for both of us and glad it happened. But I continued all through my 20s playing a lot of amateur tournaments around the country. And, you know, as I said, never really got to the point that I could play professional golf just for various reasons. But As I look back, amateur golf has been really good to me. I've met so many of my best friends playing golf, done a lot of business deals playing golf, and it's brought me a lot of fun playing golf with all of my kids. I've got Steve and Casey doesn't play, but Steve does. But it's just been, and then like this week at Pebble Beach, being with you out there, you meet so many wonderful people, a lot of celebrities, a lot of actors, and a lot of the guys on the PGA Tour. So it was a great experience.
It's interesting, too, for I think our lives, Dad, kind of parallel each other in ways, as I still feel like at my age I'm still figuring stuff out. As you mentioned, going through a divorce, you and Mom, when you remarried Mom after going through the first marriage you had, you and Mom now have been married for
37 years.
And I know that I never knew what it was like to grow up with a split family. I was lucky enough to have you and Mom there, and Steve and Casey, my half brother and sister from your previous marriage. It's weird to always say half brother sister because they're my brother, they're my sister, and I always watched from distance out as they dealt with, you know, coming to town during the holidays and during summertime, and I didn't always get to see them because they didn't live with us, they lived with their mom. And as I grew older and I got married, I ended up getting divorced, which was not something I foresaw. But as you mentioned earlier, there's reasons in life that things happen. And I've been able to lean upon you so many times throughout the years to ask you questions and guidance on things that you've been able to give me your wisdom on. And that also goes in parallels, as you mentioned, with your dreams to be a college golfer a professional golfer. When I decided to pick up golf as something that I was really interested and intrigued to do, you were very supportive, and a lot of it for me was because I wanted to fulfill those kind of dreams you just mentioned that you necessarily didn't get to fulfill. So as some of those know out there, and as the story has somewhat been misconstrued, I played a lot of junior golf, and I did not have a scholarship to Florida State, but Jared, my twin brother, had a full tennis scholarship. So there was availability for a walk-on spot at Florida State, so I went to Florida State as a walk-on golfer, and during that kind of first semester I had my skiing accident, which you also were a great water skier growing up. It's kind of something that's in your blood when you grow up in Florida. But when I did that, I really couldn't play golf that first semester, and that is when I picked up a guitar. And this kind of brings me to something where I remember for you and I, music isn't something that you ever really kind of you knew much about growing up. You liked music, but it wasn't something that you knew much about. So I kind of wanted to know what you felt like when you realized that the whole dream of playing golf for me and the time that you spent as a kid taking me to golf tournaments, you caddied for me in golf tournaments growing up, when all of a sudden I told you, you know what, Dad, I don't think I want to play golf anymore. I'm going to play guitar.
Well, you know, it was a little disappointing because at the time I didn't really realize that music was so important to you. I know in high school that you used to listen to a lot of different types of music. Matter of fact, I took a number of CDs out of your bedroom and broke them. Some things
yeah, he did.
I didn't think you should be listening to.
I fell asleep in a car ride one time. We used to ride over for Thanksgiving or something to my grandparents' house, and I fell asleep in a car ride. That's back when we had those like little portable Discmans. Remember that? And you take the disc out and put it in. And I had one of those Logic cases that had all those CDs in it. And I remember waking up from falling asleep in the back seat, listening to a CD on the radio. That they were popping in CD after CD in the CD player in the car. And if they didn't like the lyrics, they'd break it and throw it out the window. Yeah.
But anyway. No, you. I don't think that you know, in those years that you liked golf quite as much as I did, and I sometimes felt like that I was pushing my dreams on you. But you know, you have turned out to be a great player. And but the story goes, and what's kind of very unique is that, as I said, I never realized that Jake was really loved music that much. And when he had his ski accident, he hurt his shoulder and he couldn't play golf anymore, and my wife asked me to buy him a guitar, which I didn't want to do because I thought he'd end up just hanging out with a bunch of dudes and not, you know, moving forward with
drugs,
his golf and drugs,
alcohol,
and stuff, and
sex, exactly, rock and roll.
So, well, some of that's okay, but But anyway, he played a little bit around Vero. Then he went off to school, and he was playing at some gigs up in at Florida State.
Well, you got to stop. Let me stop for a second. When you did, you got me a guitar finally for Christmas.
Yeah.
They surprised me with a Seagull guitar. And
I bought you that Brad Paisley.
That wasn't until I went to college.
Oh, was it? Okay.
This is, well, remember I'd gone off to a semester of college, and I was kind of bummed out really after the whole accident thing and not playing golf, because my twin brother was out there playing tennis tournaments all the time. And I was kind of, it was weird. I don't remember. It's funny to say that I was depressed, because I don't remember what it feels like. I don't know what being depressed is. I tend to be a happy human being in life. But I do remember just being at a dark place and really kind of not knowing what to do. And if you remember correctly, I ended up coming home for a semester.
Yeah, I do.
And I went to the Indian River Community College in Vero Beach, and I hated it. But while I was home there is when you got me that acoustic guitar. And I used to sit up in my room and teach myself to play songs and play. And then Dad tells a funny story about how he and my mom are lying in bed one night, and I'd written a song. And I went down and played it for you.
Yeah, it was like 2:30 in the morning. We were sound asleep, and all of a sudden we hear this little knock on the door, and woke up, sat up, and he's standing there with his guitar, and he said, I just wrote a little song I'd like to play for you. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, what's this going to sound like? And he plays the song for us at 2:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock or whatever it was, and we were both looking at each other like, my God, that was really good.
Dad said, he left a part out, though. He said he was kicking Mom underneath the covers because it wasn't good. He says it's good now, but it was pretty bad.
Well, I mean, it was better than what I thought it was going to be. Just put it that way.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So I go back to Florida State after being in a semester down there at Indian River Community College. And at this point, I built up some confidence in playing and singing. So that's when I asked, I went up to a couple bar owners in town and said, do you mind if I play here? Next thing you know, I started playing every night in college on a bar stool playing music for people. And for my mother and father, they were wanting me to be pretty diligent about going to class and get good grades. And that's hard when you're staying out till 3 o'clock in the morning playing in bars. But I was making really good money playing at these bars. I think they didn't realize it until they came up and saw me playing and how many people were coming out and seeing us play. But as I went through that phase, I will never forget the time. This is really what I was looking forward to talking to you about, Dad, because you're the one that can tell it better than anyone. But I called you and Mom on the phone one night. I'll never forget it. I was in the upstairs bedroom of my little townhouse that my dad had got for Jared and I to live there during our college years. I called you, and I'll just let you take it from there because I could tell my side of the story, but I'd love to hear yours.
Well, it was, again, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were both sound asleep.
I'm a night owl.
Yeah, the phone rings, and my wife always answers the phone late at night, and I heard her talking and said, "Hey, honey," and I knew it was one of the boys. And, you know, at that time of night, you always wonder what's going on. So,
especially when you ask to talk to both of them at the same time.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, she turns around to me and says, Jake would like both of us to get on the telephone. So my first thought was either he wrecked his car, he got arrested for drinking. I didn't know what it was. You know, I just figured it was the worst. So I got on the phone and he said, "Look, I'd like to talk to you for a minute." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "You know how much I've been, you know, loving to play music and everything." He had this kind of a pre-rehearsed story that I could tell he'd been working on. And he goes through talking about how he wants to pursue his music career and how much he loves music and so forth. And he said, So I'd like to move to Nashville. And I said, that's probably a good plan. But I said, you've got 13 hours left to graduate. And I said, so, you know, once you graduate, I'll be 100% supportive of you and help you move up there and help you with the finances and so forth. And he kind of stopped me and he says, no, I don't think you get it. He said, I mean, I want to move up there like tomorrow. And I kind of stopped in my tracks and I said, seriously? And he goes, yeah. And immediately.
Well, Dad also said, though, you were a little frustrated at first. You know, he said, if I wanted to take a 4-year vacation, I would have taken one.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't finishing school, you know, and all the time and money you'd put towards that.
Yeah. And I exactly what I said to him is I said, you know, you owe it to your mother and I for the money we've put out to this point, and you owe it to yourself to get your education. And I said, then after that, you can do what you want to. And he continued to talk about how much he loved music and his passion for it. And as I sat there and listened to him, I thought about my desire to want to play the pro golf and never had an opportunity to do it. And I thought, you know, he's 22 years old. If I say no and, you know, he never gets to pursue that dream, then I'm stopping him from doing that. And I immediately realized that because I didn't get to do it, I did not want to hold him back from doing that. And I thought, you know, if he falls flat on his face up there, you know, what's the worst that could happen? He comes back, he finishes school or pursues another dream. And so I finally said, you know, okay, if that's really what you want to do, I'll be 100% supportive of you. And my wife left the next day, drove up to Tallahassee. They loaded up his car in a little trailer
and
a U-Haul and moved to Nashville. He didn't know a person up here.
I didn't know a soul. I thought that was really cool when I called Dad and Mom. And Mom tells the story, too, that she says she wasn't as surprised. She was more surprised at Dad's reaction of saying it was okay than me asking them to move to Nashville. But I love that we talk about this because I feel like for those out there that are listening, life is about taking some chances. Especially when I was lucky enough to have Dad and Mom teach me the morals and values as a kid of what hard work ethic is. No matter what you do in life, you can't be great at it unless you put forth the work and effort to do it. And one thing that I tell people that I don't think you were processing at that time when I called you and told you I wanted to move to Nashville was that no matter whether I made it or not, no matter what I was going to do in life, I personally believe I have confidence that I would, that I'll be good at it because of what you taught me as a kid, as that I have to work hard at anything I do to be great at it, whether it was the golf, whether it was school, whether it was any sport. I mean, I played all kinds of sports growing up, but more importantly, too, just working hard at being a good human being. And anyways, sure enough, next day I packed up that U-Haul trailer and moved to Nashville. It's so wild to think about what has come from that as we sit here and get a day back, you know, to not drop this as some sort of braggadocious thing, but we got to talking about this last night because here we were just this past week, all these years later, I rented this house out in California, right on the ocean in Pebble Beach, California, played with the world's greatest golfers, kept saying this to everyone. I was like, guys, this is a true story. This is real life. This is really happening right now. You know, I never thought in a million years I would, that call of making to you guys at Florida State to Vero Beach the night you answered at 1 a.m., I didn't have dreams of being rich or famous. That wasn't why I wanted to move. I wanted to move because I just loved music and the way it made me feel when I got on stage and played for people that appreciated it. And I knew that my days of playing Sweet Home Alabama on a bar stool was just getting old and tiring for me, and no one really cared to hear what I had to say in my music. So I never thought that when I moved to Nashville that I would one day be flying on a private jet to California with my mother and father, my best friends. We'd rent a beautiful house and then play out there on the world's most beautiful golf courses on television, you know, with the world's greatest PGA Tour players in a real PGA Tour event. That's really what I wanted to do back when I was a kid. And now here I am because of music and because you, Dad, said, yeah, you can go to Nashville. That by allowing me to do that in a weird way, full circle, it brought all the other things in life that we both enjoy. And right. I say that not, like, again, not to be braggadocious about dropping some line about flying on private jets, because that doesn't matter to me, but I do still pinch myself every night. Like last night, I know you have to do it too. I mean, we were raised in a good family. We didn't come from anything that was super lavish or elegant, extravagant, but to travel in that way and stay in a home like that. I mean, we had some of the most amazing memories that we'll cherish forever out there. And this all stemmed from you teaching me as a kid to work hard and saying that it was okay for me to believe in my dream and let me move up here.
Absolutely. And there's two things that I'm most gratified about. And that is, one, your hard work and perseverance when you came up here and what you've accomplished and the success that you have been able to achieve here in Nashville. But just this past weekend, my most gratifying thing to me is the fact that because I did teach you golf and got you involved in golf, that gave you another avenue that brought you to meet Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson and all these great players on the tour and playing in the AT&T this year and some of the other places you've played. And also meeting all the other great people that you've met that are at tournaments like that. So there's two different levels there that make me very proud of the hard work and effort that you've done.
Well, I think what's also important is to think what I'm really proud about. You know, it's one thing to have the nice things in life like we just chatted about and stay in a nice house and yada, yada. But what I've been able to do with the platform that I've worked hard to get towards, you have been super instrumental and helpful in my foundation for the last over 10 years. And Dad's the one in our hometown that every year is going out getting people to buy sponsorships and tickets. And we've raised, I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not close to over $1 million.
Yeah,
now.
We've raised close to $1.5 million over these past 10 years.
Yeah, over almost $1.5 million we've raised for St. Jude Children's Hospital, which you guys all know we're super proud to be a part of and helpful. Everybody in the country music industry really are proud to help St. Jude Children's Hospital. But our local charities like Habitat for Humanity and
Boys and Girls Club.
And
Dollars for Scholars and
Hibiscus Center. I mean, we have so many. Autism Speaks. And that is something that, honestly, I couldn't be more proud of. Again, Dad, without you teaching me the morals and values of taking the talents and gifts that you've been given by the great, you know, our Lord and Savior, to use those in a way to help other people, to me, that's the most gratifying part of it all. And for you to still be here with me, we haven't mentioned something that's really important. We skipped over. But Dad's a cancer survivor. Dad got cancer five years ago now.
2013, yeah.
And it was tough. You know, he was on a feeding tube, lost a ton of weight. That was another reason this past weekend, watching you at 67 years old, having beat cancer and just trucking along with my heavy golf bag on your shoulders, you know, walking off yardages and giving me yardages and then just being able to enjoy those walks down the fairways, looking out at the Pacific Ocean and listening to the waves crash. It's unbelievable what life has brought, not just me, but what it's brought our family.
Well, I agree. And I enjoyed every minute of being out there and caddying for you and just spending the time with you and mom and all of our friends that we were out there. But I want to go back and say that I'm probably most proud of all of his accomplishments, that he does take the time to come back to Vero Beach every year and do an event every year that goes strictly to, with the exception of St. Jude's, all the money goes strictly to those in need in Indian River County, and specifically Vero Beach. And, you know, he has now the ability to bring in a lot of people to that show with his success that he's had up here, but he's still willing to do it every year. There's a lot of people that don't do that, that could do it, but he's been willing to do it, and he looks forward to doing it. And the people in Vero Beach love it, and he continues. I hope he continues to do it for a long time, but that type of giving back to me is what it's all about, the most important thing that you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Dad, but I think it, again, it all stems back to, and for those listening out there that have children, you have to always appreciate the insight and guidance that your parents give you. And I've been lucky enough to have this in our life, Dad, to have a mother and a father that are there for me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of kids out there that don't have the benefit of having their mother or father around for them. And I'm thankful to be able to have that in my life, but I'm also thankful for you to be able to share coming from a solid father with everybody out there that listens to this podcast on what it means to start at an early age and teaching the right values and hard work ethic into kids. And because I truly believe that you can do anything you want in life if you work hard at it.
Absolutely.
And I would have never learned and believed that right there if you hadn't helped me and ingrained that in me.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think every parent tries to do the right thing. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we regret things. We'd like to go back and change things. But for the most part, you've been a great son and done very well for yourself. And like all my children, each of you are different in different ways and have different talents, but I'm proud of every one of you.
Well, this has been pretty cool, Dad, to talk to you, not only just this morning, but the last week every day walking fairways at Pebble Beach. We had a couple nights where we indulged in some adult beverages and had some beers and had a good time and had some great laughs and some great dinners. And I'm thankful for every day that you're here and I can call you on the phone with questions and ask you things. But last week, I talked to Myron Howell, my drummer in my band, and it seemed like we just could not stop laughing the entire interview. I say interview, podcast, really. And then here we are this week, and we're pretty serious upon this one. But I thank everybody out there that consistently tunes in, and I'm really proud that you guys got to hear my dad today talk about, you know, in a brief way, my life, his life, and where it's led us just based off of believing and support and love and doing the right thing. And I love you, Dad. I appreciate you all the time. And I can't thank you enough for what you've helped me do in my life and what there is to come.
Well, I appreciate that very much. But again, you've done all the hard work yourself. And I appreciate those comments. But it was a great time being with you this week, as it always is. And I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Dad. Well, thank you guys again for tuning in. We'll kick it in into another gear this coming week. I've got some surprises up my sleeve for y'all. We like to bounce around from funny to happy to sad. You never know what you're going to get from us. But this is Good Company. We hang out with great people. I appreciate you. We'll catch you next time right here on Good Company with Jake. I love you guys, and we'll see you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.